there's still a large section of the population that is either indifferent or maybe even feels very much like that is scary to them. They have fear related to it. Because also, part of getting to that transcendent space is dealing with those aspects inside yourself which have not been fully attended to yet. Taking responsibility for your thoughts and seeing if they are truly your own. Seeing where you pick them up. Seeing if you yourself did the experiments and research and feel it to ring true in your heart. You don't just simply take a fact and adhere to it. You never have to do that. It never has to be that way. And someone who is truly a friend will encourage you to explore and will tell you things which will prompt your own search. You see, that's also what I'm doing, is trying to wet your whistle. I'm trying to pique your interest and maybe just coax you to, yeah, maybe there is a little bit more out there. Because I know there's a lot of people that sense that. You know, I think there are some out there that are fully on the path and totally into developing themselves. And then I think there are some that are kind of, you know, they have one foot in the old world and one foot in the new world. And that's kind of a tough place to be, because those worlds don't go together. And it causes a conflict inside. And this is also something in the transcendence, is we have to see what that conflict is and resolve it. And often this comes from first finding that call, hearing that call, and then developing the strength inside to follow that vision, to conquer your fear. And sometimes you may have to do it in a world that tells you to be afraid. But I'll tell you, if you can conquer that fear in a world that tells you to be afraid, what you discover will truly be your own. And once you have gained a little experience and gotten your legs going on the path and you are soaking up your connection to the universe, there is nothing that could shake your will or cause you to do other than what you feel to be right inside. And see, this reminds me of Buddha. He often says right understanding. There's a number of phrases he says right, and one is right understanding. And that's what right understanding is. It's not an external arbitrary commandment of some sort. Right understanding is when you feel well, when you're healthy, when you're relaxed, when you got the spark and vivaciousness of life twinkling in your eyes every moment just because you're glad to be alive. And you see the miracle every second of every day. You see it in the tree, and you see it in the birds, and you see it in the sunshine. And no longer do you just take for granted, yeah, that's the sun up there. Seen it my whole life. Same old sun. No, that sun is the source of life in our solar system. It's a brilliant and magnificent being right up in the sky, and you can see it every day, and you can touch it every day. And you can open your heart and allow that sunlight. You see, because sunlight is not just a 3D phenomenon either. It is not simply what you see on the outside. The sun goes into higher and higher dimensions as well and resonates those frequencies, and so we can soak up sunlight of the fourth dimension, of the fifth dimension. And in that sunlight, it comes the awakening messages, which can instigate the awakening of our DNA. You know, I've considered this fact of our DNA, how people, some people say different aspects of our DNA are waking up or coming alive, and that's what's changing us as well. And I truly think that some of that is the sun's doing. Some of that is our own doing by bringing information to each other as friends and sharing and compounding upon our research and our explorations, because that has a tremendous impact as well. It is great to share the practice with others. And not simply in a sense of heart fulfillment, although that is a very large and wonderful aspect of it, but also in an energy aspect. When we are with others and sharing with others, it boosts your energy enormously and can facilitate wondrous realizations. I'll tell you one of my own, and this is a miraculous one. This is a really amazing phenomenon. Just to give you an example of the kind of things that are out there. And as I said earlier, I'm leaving Minneapolis, and I'm leaving in peace. And I'm leaving with my relationships all in a wonderful state and with blessings at my back and with such good friends that I will carry on being good friends with. And saying farewell to some of my close friends, I burst into tears. And these are beautiful tears, some of the sweetest heart qualities imaginable, because it's, and I thought of Shakespeare too, like parting is such sweet sorrow. And I focus on the sweetness, because it's an ache of beauty, it's an ache of possibilities, it's such a depth of feeling that it has to hurt a little bit. And it's a sweet hurt. It is. It's a really good description of it. And in that sobbing, I released a tremendous amount of energy, and I went into an ecstatic state. And I could feel my chakras light up, and I could feel myself illuminating my 3D body very powerfully from the fourth dimension and the fifth dimension, and I unfolded my wings. And as I often say in Zen, or people who teach what they found, it's often very literal what they mean. They say exactly it, but it takes us time to see for ourselves what it is. And then when we do, we say, aha, I see what you mean. And I unfolded my wings, my astral wings, and they were true wings, angel wings. And then I unified them over my head, and my crown chakra opened, and my wings and hands met at the top, and I became one and completed the circle and just resonated in that space, pumping out energy into the room. And I had some friends there, and they witnessed the phenomenon, and it was a wonderful moment. And these transcendent moments are available for you. It wasn't overnight that I realized these things were possible. I had to gradually open up and accept that they were possible and have realizations that kind of prepared me for much vaster and more amazing than I could have ever imagined in the first place. Which brings me back to that concept of the universal variable. The universe sometimes comes for you and comes to wake you up or to bring you joy or to bring you happiness. And you know what? It actually, that's how it works in life. I sometimes draw the differentiation between life, which is the truth of life, the life in the universe and of nature and of earth and the sun and the stars. And then there's the ways of the world, you know, the workaday world, the struggle, the fights, the need to simply scrape to get by, to get your niche in life carved out. And if we're totally wrapped up in the worldly affairs, if life is bringing you a gift, you may not see it because you're focused on your own microcosm of intent, of self-service. That's another reason at BBS we say service to others. And again, yes, it's a wonderful heart sharing, but it's also like a scientific formula in a way. Because being a service to others opens you up to that universal gift. And when you're open to the universe, like here's another example of the universe at work and how faith happens, truly happens. As I said, I'm moving to Minneapolis, and I'm moving with Amy, my wonderful girlfriend, that some of you have heard on some of my shows over time, and she does our BBS newsletter and the Creative Cosmos newsletter, and she does a fantastic job, and I love her very much. And we're packing the truck today. I spent about, 8 to 10 hours hauling boxes and TVs and you name it. 22-foot truck. We're going to head out on the road tomorrow. And a 22-foot truck dragging her car behind. 4 kitties in the cab. Due west. And we have a piano. A very large piano. And we already have said goodbye to a lot of our friends, and they've got jobs and work and things to do, and it was just the two of us, and we didn't have any idea how we were going to get this piano into the truck. But it just so happened today that we had scheduled to have new carpeting put in our house. Of course, we got to sell our house that's in Minneapolis, and we thought putting some new carpeting in it might help make it more desirable. Actually, we pretty much can guarantee it because our old carpet was pretty nasty and the new is pretty nice. So we had people come over who were laying the carpet, and I had the idea, well, let's ask them, tell them, hey, give you each $20, put the piano in the truck. And it was actually two people, and sure enough, they were super strong guys, and they just picked that piano up, hauled it right in. And we were talking, Amy and I just started laughing. You know, we had no idea how we were going to get the truck or get the piano into the truck at all. But here these two guys were over, and there you go. We gave them $20 each, which they liked, and they moved our piano, which we liked. And that's how you got to kind of sometimes meet the universe halfway or keep your eyes open for the answer to your prayers. You know, you might be sending out prayers to the universe, and they might be being answered, but they might not always be answered in the way you might preconceive, which is again why it's important not to view life from your own, just from your own personal perspective. You have to see it in principle, how the universe, because there's such thing as universal law, or cosmic law. just ways the universe works, such as if you do what you love to do, things will work out. That's how I found BBS Radio in the first place. And this is how I created Creative Cosmos and Transcendence World Movement. As I said, I am from now on going to do what I love. And it was like an experiment of my own life. Another thing to keep in mind as far as the universe is concerned, it's a big universe, big planet. You can't move it in a day. You can't change everything dramatically and just completely shift. Sometimes, well, there are many variables that come into play. We send out intent, and we got to give the universe time to come around that intent. You know, it might take a year or two, but we plant the seeds. We plant the seeds. We plant. There's a song of mine called Sowing Good Seeds, and that's what it means. The first part of it is just, I'm sowing good seeds and I'm reaping the benefits. I'm doing good deeds in the name of benevolence. Because this is how it works. There's kind of just be patient. That's where patience comes in, and that is another way faith comes in. That we know if we are being truthful to ourselves and living our joy and open to the answer of our prayers, that it will come, that it will be so. That's what Jesus means when he says, ask and ye shall receive. That's how the universe is. That's how life is. But you see, if we get trapped in that worldly mindset, then we don't see that. Then we're not connected to that. Then we're not a part of that. You know, how many people maybe hear that phrase, ask and you shall receive, at a church service some Sunday, and then in their life they forget all about it because they never connected to that deeper meaning. That's why we have to zoom out and get some space and not be so caught up in all the details and get fixated on anything. We need to be fluid, lucid. Let your mind work more freely, the way it was meant to be. Because the mind is a wonderful thing. It's a tremendously powerful and subtle instrument. It doesn't just process the five senses. Because you can actually get the flow from higher dimensions to pour right into your mind. But your synapses have to be available. They can't be chewing over the past or fretting about the future, because then there's no room. There's nowhere for inspiration. There's nowhere for your angels or guides. There's no way room for the source. And your heart song, if you're always, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, thinking of this, I'm thinking of this, okay, I gotta do this, okay, tomorrow, this, that, stop. Because when you have that kind of clarity in space of mind, you don't lose anything of the old world at all. In fact, you can do whatever you used to do more efficiently, more precisely, and with more influx of imagination and creativity, and you continue to paint on broader and broader canvases. And you progress in life not because you are seeking after some goal which you think will make you a better person. You learn to accept that all is well, and that you are divine. And then those flowers start to blossom. Because if you are seeking to grab something or attain something or to hold something or to control something, it's more of the same. It's more of the mind. And as I mentioned earlier, this is how the mind can trick you. It masquerades as the solution. And so it helps to talk with someone who understands the mind and can show you just these ways the mind works, because mind works similarly in everybody. And it tries to lure you back in. It tries to justify itself. It tries to prove itself. But it's all that noise. It's all that whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it's about. So sometimes when you see your mind going over thoughts, remove the details and feel what it feels like. And that in itself will show you what the source is. And it's not that we have to stop the mind by force. We just simply have to become aware of what's happening and get space from it and get a freer and higher perspective, because then the noise can calm down and then the mind can work to serve us rather than us serving the mind. And this is a dramatically different place to be. Because if we are simply serving the mind, we're probably serving that which has been inputted to our mind from the outside. And this is a scary and dangerous place to be, because it is our soul that is accountable for those choices. And when you do wake up and you do begin the road to transcendence and self-discovery, you have to bridge that gap. You have to face up to the fact that some of your choices in the past, even though they weren't your own then, you know, they were influenced by the outside, you have to say, yes, I see. I am responsible for my actions and my deeds. Because that is how you complete the circle. And, you know, it's funny. It amazes me that people don't want to take responsibility, because taking responsibility for your words and taking responsibility for who you are, how you come across, how you relate with others, that's not an obligation. That is a way of building character, building inner strength, of galvanizing fortitude and becoming aware of who you truly are. And you can make choices and stand by your choices and continue to develop your individual quality, which is a reflection of nature, which is indicative of the source. And then you can go into that source itself and rest there and rejuvenate there and just allow those energies to come into your body. And you don't have to spray them all over the place. You don't always have to be doing things. You don't always have to be running around. You can be utterly relaxed and so aware that when you need to do something, wham, you can do it immediately. But you don't have to. You always have it at your disposal. You always have action and alertness and crispness right there. And so you don't need to always be struggling and using up your energy and focusing so intently on anything specifically or occupying yourself with any number of tasks. And so let's close the show today with a little meditation together. Spur of the moment, spontaneous meditation. And it's simply becoming aware of your thoughts. Listening to my voice, just observe your thoughts and consider that you are beyond your thoughts. Because if you can see your thoughts, how can you be your thoughts? They're simply tools, ways to express. And just allow things to settle. You have nowhere else to go, nothing else to do. Give yourself just a couple minutes like this. Every day, maybe a couple times a day. Value your own health and mental well-being enough to take the time to center yourself, to call yourself back from the world, to connect to your life source, and just be, and be glad, and receive the gift of life, and be open to things working out favorably. And if you can send that out into the universe, it will be so. And you'll receive all the blessings which are rightfully yours. Well, thank you everybody for tuning in to the Transcendence tonight. It's truly my pleasure. I'm going to leave it there for the evening. And I'm going to be heading west. And tune in Friday for the Creative Cosmos radio show Friday night. And if all goes well, we'll be in Paradise, California, and it'll be our first show, and we'll be off and soaring away. So there you have it. Thanks for joining the show. I love you, everybody. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program. And we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.